Kiddushin Ber Gimel Mishnah Yud Beis. Kol Makom Sheyesh Kiddushin Ve'in Aveira, Avlad Hoylech Achra Zachar. Anytime that Kiddushin is Tofis, that there is a Kiddushin, and there's no Aveira, the offspring, the child, goes after the father. Ve'ezeh, what's that? Zo Kohenes Leviyah V'Yisraelis, Shenisu L'Kohen U'Levi V'Yisrael. This is any female, whether she's a Bas Kohen, Bas Levi, Bas Yisrael, that married a Kohen Levi Yisrael, it always goes after the father. So if the child's father is a Kohen, child is a Kohen. Levi Yisrael as well. The father's a Levi, child's a Levi. And by the way, the Rav says, this klal is lav dafka, because you can have a case where a ger marries a mamzeres, that there is kiddushin, it is tofes, and according to this Tana at least, a ger and a mamzer is not an avera, according to this Tana, because this Tana holds, because the kahal gerim is not considered part of the regular kahal, that it's also to have a mamzer come into the kahal. And nevertheless, even in that case, the child is still a mamzer. Even though the father's a ger and the mother's a mamzeres, the child is still a mamzer regardless. So it's a lav dafka all cases, because there are some mutter cases that the child does take something from the mother. Mishnah continues, v'chol makom sheyesh kiddushin v'yesh avera. Anytime there is kiddushin, but there's also an avera, havlad holech acher hapogum. It goes after the one that's pogum, the one that had the issue with it. Ve'ezeh, zu almana l'kohen gola grusha v'chlutz l'kohen hedyet. Mamzeres unesina l'Yisrael, bas Yisrael l'mamzer l'nosin. Any of these cases, there's an avera to be married for this union. Nevertheless, these unions are not kares, so the child is not a mamzer, but they go after the pogum. So for example, a kohen gadol that marries an almana, it's with an almana, the child becomes a chalal. And also when you have, for example, a mamzeres to Yisrael, the child becomes a mamzer. A nosin. So Nassin were those people that the Givonim that tricked Yoshua, even though they were part of the Shiva Amamin, they tricked him, and they were Megayer, and to separate them, he gave them specific jobs. That's why they're called Nassinim. And the Samachloik is whether or not they're Mamish Goyim, so Midirais it's also to be with them, or that they're Minatara, they're full-fledged Jews, but Midirabanan, they're not treated as such. Nevertheless, if they are with the Yisraelis, or vice versa, the child is Pogum, as a din of a Nassin. The Mishnah continues, V'chol Misha Ein La Alav Kedushin, Avla Yesh La Al Acherim Kedushin, Havlad Mamzer. Anytime that this union, the Kedushin is not Tofis, but somebody else it is Tofis with. So for example, a person and his sister, a person's allowed to marry his sister, but somebody else is allowed to marry his sister. Havlad Mamzer. The child is a Mamzer. Ve'ezezeh Ba Al Achaz Mikol Arayish B'Torah. Person is Ba on any of the Arayis of the Torah. V'chol Misha Ein La. A person is Ba on any of the Arayis of the Torah. V'chol Misha Ein La Loi Alav. Below alachayim kedushin, and any time there's no kedushin, not on him and not on anybody else, havlad kamosa. The vlad is like her. Veze zev vlad shifcha v'nachris. This is when the female is a shifcha or a nachris. A shifcha, the children of a shifcha belong to the master. Even if the master, the Jew, gave her to a eved ivri, the children do not belong to the eved ivri. They go totally after the master, and they become avadim, just like her. And also, when we deal with a non-agoita, a nachris, the Torah says, ki yasser es bincha me'acharai. The Torah is warning a person not to intermarry, and it's warning a person not to give his Jewish daughter over to a goy. Why? Because when you do that, the goy and the avodah zarah will turn the child, the Jewish child, because of the mother is your daughter, he'll turn him away from Yiddishkeit. But the Torah says, ki yasser, he, the new husband, the goyish husband, will turn your grandchild away from me. The Torah does not say, ki tasir, that she, when you give your son, and he marries a non-Jewish woman, that non-Jewish woman, ki tasir, your grandchild. Why? Because that grandchild is not Jewish, because of her. It's not called bincha. It's rather, it's her child, because it goes after the woman.